1 John 5 and verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on We Can Rest Assured, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today, as we consider our topic of assurance, we move to our next section, Abiding in Christ. Most of us dream about a place we can call home. Not just a house made of walls, a floor, and a roof, but a home. A place where there is rest and peace at the end of the day. A place to lodge where we can feel the warmth and security of a close and settled union. In the church, we have such a place. It is a place of assurance. John wrote concerning this in 1 John 4 and verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in him, and in God in him. As we consider this text, we see the word abides is a key word of this text. It means a dwelling place as described as we saw here in 1 John 4 and verse 16. The noun form is used in the promise of Jesus in John 14 verses 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. As we examine 1 John, we find that John uses this word several times. These usages can be arranged into five areas in which we will examine. Remember, abiding in God is assurance that God abides in us, as we see in 1 John 4 and verse 16. Abiding in God requires five things from us. The first one we want to consider is, it requires me to walk as he walked. As we read 1 John, the first time the word abides is found is in 1 John 2 and verse 6. And here the Bible says, he who says he abides in him ought to himself also to walk just as he walked. This passage describes for us the Christian's walk of life. We studied this walk in our last lesson. You remember, it is a walk of faith, love, selflessness, moral uprightness, and service. Simply stated, it is walking as Jesus walked. We model our lives around Jesus' life. Our faith should be modeled after his faith. Our love should be modeled after his love. Our obedience should be modeled after his obedience. Our stand for truth should be modeled after his stand for truth. Our lives should be modeled after his life. On several occasions, Paul writes that we should follow his example. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16, Paul says, therefore I urge you, imitate me. One occasion stands out, however. It is found in 1 Corinthians 11, and verse 1. Here Paul says, imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ. In this passage, we learn that Paul modeled his life after Jesus' life, and that we are to model our lives after his reflection of Jesus' life. In Hebrews 6, verse 12, the writer speaks of this same progression. Hebrews 6 and verse 12 says, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. As we see men of God living the life of a Christian, we should follow their example as they are following the example of the Lord. This brings a great responsibility upon each Christian. We must constantly be attentive to our example. Paul wrote in Romans 14, verse 7, for none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. Each one of us is an example to someone else. Many of us underestimate our circle of influence, but we can be sure that others are watching us and are modeling their lives after others. Therefore, the question is one of sincere evaluation. Am I walking just as Jesus walked? We thank you for listening today. Again, this is a lesson. These are lessons based off of the book We Can Rest Assured by Brother Chuck Northrop. Thank you for listening.